Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Boulder City!
Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks. Hey, Obama.
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, low minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know? He gave us a phone.
He gave you a phone?
Do more.
How'd he give you a phone?
You sign up if you on full stamps, you on Social Security. You got no
income. I want a phone.
It did repeat. It's the guy looped it who put it on.
Oh, loopty 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 loop.
You got Obama phone? I got Obama phone. I got low income.
So he's opening an insurance company and cell phone service.
I like how he says keep Obama president.
Keep Obama in president.
Wait, I thought he already owned a cell phone company called Cricket.
Well, that's racist.
We got strange voices here. I'm Nathan.
I'm Dennis.
Stranger danger.
And in studio we have...
I need an adult.
Carver.
Ashes.
Carver and Ashes. And they have Obama phones too because they're poor, struggling Mo musicians.
Mo musicians.
In stereo. We're available.
The in musicians.
Amazing.
If you qualify.
The in musicians.
If you got them food stamps, if you're on that Section 8.
If you're on that disability... I couldn't resist.
If you're on that colored assistance.
Wow. Lots of people have covered this week, but I couldn't resist to throw it up because it's fucking hilarious. It's one of the most hilarious clips I've ever heard.
That was a real serious person?
That's a real... What? Okay. The background is they're protesting a Romney event.
Obama!
But they're not real protesters. There's those union people like they have down the street where the union pays people to show up and protest.
Oh, wow.
Nice. What up, dog? I'm getting that shit up.
So these people are mad at Romney for $11.50 an hour.
Oh, shit.
Yay. $11.50 an hour.
All right, so listen to why they hate Romney. Here we go. We'll play this one. This is why they hate Romney. Hopefully there's no advertisements. That's black. Oh, these are advertisements, so hold on.
Did you say that was black?
Advertisement. That's black for advertisement.
Advertisement.
Advertising is black.
Okay, here we go.
Because no one likes it?
Everybody hates it.
It's loud.
Hi, folks.
What up, Doug?
What's going on today?
Not much, Doug. Just sitting.
Problems and me is one. 99 problems?
I got 99 problems and me is one.
What?
Men?
Me is a problem because he just an attack on our social fabric.
Mitt's an attack on our social fabric.
Today, we just gonna hate Romney.
He is an attack on my corduroy jeans. Yeah.
Well, he just plans to take everything and tax the ones that have no money and give tax breaks to the ones who have money.
So I hate Mitt Romney as much as anybody, but that guy has no fucking idea what he's talking about.
Well, that part was sort of true, but the rest of it.
They gave me an index card and I lost it.
What? I got 99 problems, but Mitt ain't one. Hit me. I like how he has the hit me in there. That's awesome.
Hit me. I got 99 problems and talking points on this small index card ain't one.
Hit me.
Oh, Jay-Z, what have you done?
Knock on Mormon, tell you that much.
Knock on wood. I mean, what if the Mormon showed up to Jay-Z's house and they convert him? What then?
Let me talk to you about Jesus. Do you know where you're going in the afterlife?
I'm going to have my own planet. Like I said before, that's the only religion I'd ever join because I want my own planet.
Wait, what religion is this?
Mormons.
Oh.
You get your own planet. Yeah, oh, you didn't know? You better ask somebody.
They didn't tell me that.
See, you thought that there was like a heaven for good people, but with Mormonism, there's three levels to how good heaven can get.
Break it down.
Yeah.
Well, I'll break it down like a sea turtle. Now, C for celestial.
I feel like that warrants explanation. Terrestrial. How the fuck does a sea turtle break it down?
Yeah, can we start there? How does a sea turtle? Good point, Ashes. Well, we're going to call you Phoenix because that joke rose from.
Well, let me break it down like a Mormon told me one time. Sea turtle, for celestial, the very top rank of the Mormon hierarchy of
All right, I think
of
I'm
heavens.
I think I'm tracking.
T, turtle, for terrestrial.
Represented by the sun.
up top, and then telestial for the turtle.
The moon.
I'm having problems telestial. Understanding you because I've never met a Mormon that talked in black.
The amount of black people Witness. That I've met that were Mormon, I could probably count on one hand.
Oh, and one really?
Yeah, it was one family.
You met a family.
A family of Mormons.
Of 30.
A family of pretty well-off black individuals.
Well, have you ever met a poor Mormon?
Yeah, actually.
Oh, really? I never have. You were raised Mormon and you were poor.
Well, I was converted.
Hence the first Latin Mormon I've ever met.
I was converted by poor Mormons. A poor Hawaiian or Samoan young gentleman.
I was born a young black child.
How did you...
Like Michael Jackson?
So who was Mormon?
So
your mom?
Samoan guy converted you?
Yeah, Samoan guy.
Hey, brother, you like me Mormon, cuz.
Did he ask you for a dollar?
You like kind salvation, cuz.
Bro, you get dollar.
You like kind salvation, cuz. You like me kind salvation, cuz.
Oh, wow.
You want to get baptized, cuz.
So how do they initiate you into the fucking Mormon
butt sex?
Well, let me tell you, it's a lot of satanic rituals.
They jump you in.
Okay, so were you born Mormon? Were you born into Mormon?
No, okay, I was converted.
You converted. So yeah. Let's explain your conversion.
Explain my conversion?
You get 1,000 XP.
You select the soul and
like
you right click to convert to MP3.
He was Catholic and then he was like, oh shit, I'm Mormon.
Wait, Dennis is evolving.
Up in the air.
Is this a religious Pokemon?
Hit me!
He can shoot flames.
Celestial Pokemon. This is awesome. He has his own planet.
Blaze.
That is
fire.
So, do the Mormons believe in Jesus?
Yeah, of course.
In what way?
They believe that after he died in the Middle Eastern San Negro area, What happened? What happened just then? What happened?
The one thing we can't make fun of here is Muhammad. We don't want the entire Middle East to blow up because of our podcast.
Oh, I was just saying.
It's like that one guy, he makes a video and all of a sudden the whole Middle East blows up.
Didn't he get arrested too?
Yeah, he. Well, actually they arrested him.
Oh, fuck.
They've arrested him and put him in protective custody.
Right.
Yes. Protective custody.
You just
can't leave as in indefinitely detained, from what I understand.
Really, the guy who made that video,
who alleged, like, I don't.
We're like going in like, several different ways.
I like that they think that the Middle East is mad at us for that. I could think of a billion other things they could be mad at. I don't know. Maybe all the drone bombs. Maybe the fucking
on Pakistan.
Maybe the 11 years of occupation. I don't know.
11 more years. 11 more years.
Wait, what is this?
So Dennis is a happy Catholic kid getting molested by priests. Next thing you know, he's Mormon. How did that happen?
Actually, you know how kids usually have questions like, what's going to happen to kids that don't ever hear about Jesus? Are they still going to heaven?
I had that question too.
Well, they had the answers to all my questions. So I said, these guys really seem to...
What was the answer to that one?
They got their shit together.
Well, after you die, you go to a place called Paradise, and it's kind of like a school, basically.
So you go to Hawaii.
And, and angels teach you about all this stuff, and you get to choose whether you want to believe or not there after death.
Wait, you're fucking dead, and you meet angels, and you get the choice whether to believe or not?
Yeah.
That wasn't how I explained.
Come on, dude. Who's not going to believe?
That wasn't the schematic that they broke down for me. Right?
Did the Mormons break a different schematic down for you?
Yes. Well, I mean, it was similar but different. And they used...
Well, you're white. They probably gave you the real version.
They used Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes, which I thought was funny to
oh, they had like a cartoon thing?
Yeah, they had like a little
is Calvin a Mormon too?
This is your mortal body and this is your celestial body. You, in order to go to the highest form of heaven, you have to be baptized and a full believer. And
yes.
Then if
sealed in church and all that good stuff.
Yeah, like you, in order to get...
That's to the highest level.
But
so you get buried.
The highest levels, homes.
The highest levels, homes. But there's no hell in Mormonism.
Well, they consider it outer darkness.
Yeah, but apparently it's really difficult to go to
it's outer
like,
darkness.
They used everything as like as space stuff. So it's like the highest form of heaven was represented by the sun, then the moon, and then the stars.
Oh yeah,
isn't God residing on some planet?
Kolob,
yeah, because I keep seeing those things that.
Well, if you ask him, then they go, well,
Mitt Romney's going to fund the space program so he could send spaceships to Kolob.
Premise.
So you went to Mormon church?
Yes.
Did they have cool songs?
They have Mormon songs.
Like
yes.
What?
They have basketball courts.
Well, actually,
my church had a basketball court. And a
yeah, but this bitch was inside.
Yeah,
like ours had fucking indoor. Like you could see the fucking pew. In the one that I was in, it's like, oh, just scored 3 points. Fuck yeah, preacher.
Hail Mary.
Kobe.
Don't they say something? They probably say like, I don't know. I forgot the John. What's his name? The guy? Never mind.
Ooh. What? Oh,
Joseph Smith.
Joseph Smith. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That one.
That was John Smith.
Joseph Smith.
No, that's the Pocahontas.
If you make a shot, nobody, I know what it is. If you
profit.
If you make the best shot ever, and nobody sees it, you could call it the John Smith.
I totally called it.
I totally called it. These golden fucking stones that nobody ever saw.
Plates.
Plates, excuse me.
Plates.
Like dinner plates? I thought they were golden stones.
Well, gold is a stone.
Okay, but I thought they were golden, like tablets.
Well, they're not exactly tablets. You know, it's really thin plates in a book form.
He had to look through the magic hat to see them, right?
Yeah. If I'm gonna be, if all I'm gonna do on this show is be a Mormon apologist, sure. Let me break that.
Wait, magic hat? I never heard this.
It's true. It's
if
true.
If I'm playing the role of apologist here, sure. All the prophets throughout Christian history have had seen stones and things to read God's word and receive God's word.
Huh.
So it consists of a hat, a couple rocks.
Bitchin'.
This sounds so medieval. It's crazy.
Well, yeah, that's because nobody's going to fucking believe a prophet with an Etch-a-Sketch.
I would. If anybody can draw something good on an Etch-a-Sketch, I'll follow them.
Magnadoodle, baby.
That's like fucking... Dude. Jesus says... Oh, fuck, I dropped it.
On the Magnadoodle.
Oh, wow, that one? Yeah.
It's all gone. The prophet was the prophecy was only revealed unto me.
So didn't he like? He broke the magic stones and had to get them again, right?
No, he didn't. They
got lost.
No, the angel Moroni came and picked him up again.
No,
and he left with him.
Across the river.
You know,
it's Moroni. I always thought it was Moroni.
Moroni.
I always thought it was Moroni because that just sounds like the plural for moron.
I just know. I just know that that's where the term Indian giver came from. But,
you like this, huh? You like it? You like it?
Taking it back. Nah,
I want you to breed a prophet, not make one.
I love how my parents and all my like my mother, all that generation will say Indian giver and all that shit in public. Like it's okay. Stop being an Indian giver.
Or you Jewed me?
Yeah, you. Well, I say you Jewed me all the time.
I say that now.
I don't even care.
To my Jewish
When I was a kid, I was just watching PBS.
Jew PBS.
Go ahead. And they were having a little like after school special on why saying you Jewed me is racially insensitive. Yes,
I actually didn't even say you till high school, and like I had some friends that were skinheads, and I picked up you Jewed me from them.
Nice,
oh, sweet. So skinheadisms, that's really big in SoCal, huh?
It was. I don't know if it is, but it was. And I never joined, not because I didn't believe in what they believed in.
Because I'm totally foreign. I mean, I am white, so therefore racist.
No, like, but I didn't exactly know what they were trying to say. And when I'd ask them, I'd say, well, why don't you like black people? Well, because they're niggers.
Because I stank.
But why?
Touché. Right? Touché.
You're right. They are.
Can you elaborate a little,
please? Can you tell me what they've done to you personally? Like, they never had an answer to any of those questions. Why do you hate Mexicans? Because they took our jobs. Well, maybe if we worked harder. Shut the fuck up.
They took our jobs.
There was never any explanation to any of that stuff. Just because we hate niggers. That was pretty much it. So I never got down with them. They were fun to drink beer with, but that was about it for me.
99 bottles of Jew blood on the wall.
And that I didn't get either. Like the whole Jews run the. Like, why do you care if they run the media? Like, what does it matter to you?
You don't even own a TV anyway.
I know, right? You fucking poor white trash piece of shit.
Damn.
Does the Jew run media? Do they fund Fox as well?
Yeah. Yeah, they fund both sides so that they can divide and conquer.
No, I thought the Arabs ran Fox.
Who's that?
Oh, back to the CTSM racist roots.
I know, right? We haven't gone this far in a long time. It's actually kind of fun.
I heard a story about that.
It's because he's in the room.
You have a topic on here I want to get into, actually, on the one sheet. You have best rape defense.
I actually.
I'm really curious why you want to talk about that.
What is the
okay?
Best
if
best rape defense. Dun, dun, dun.
So wait, we can't just lock down. Just tense every muscle.
What would you? What would be your best rape defense?
She winked at me.
Not washing.
Not washing.
Not washing.
That's a fucking excuse. That's not a fucking defense.
Well, as she a guy, winked at me. Okay. So as a guy, you're only looking to get raped by other guys. So
oh,
what's
best,
no,
best
that's
male?
Not what I'm looking for.
I thought we're saying what's my best defense as a woman. Oh, okay.
Oh, so you're
I'm playing the role of a woman right now. I didn't realize. What
okay,
about.
Well that,
as a man,
that's
what's
a good
my best
role
rape
for you.
Don't
my
act
best
like it's
rape
the first
defense
time.
Is not to commit any crimes because I don't need to go to prison to get raped. You know what I mean? Like, make no mistake. As tough as I try to talk or whatever, I'm a little tiny white guy. I'm pretty sure I would get fucked in prison. Like, I mean, I'm pretty sure.
Seems I got to admit one ticket here to rape land. Oh no.
There's no other words to
so
this.
Best rape defense, not go to a gay neighborhood. I don't know what's
because that's what gay people do. They hide out in the bushes
they
and
do.
They wait for a straggler.
I haven't showered in 2 weeks.
or they pick up the sickly like slower one in the pack.
That's right.
And they run up behind it like a fucking lion.
I don't like the motion you're doing right now.
What do you think the best rape defense is?
I don't have. I
you put the topic on. You better have an answer, son.
Well, I was going to tell you that after writing that down, I don't remember what the premise was.
I do that all the time. Do you all have a funny ass thought? Oh, let me put that on the one sheet, and I don't have any fucking idea why I put it on the one sheet.
When they get to me, just yell, "Surprise AIDS!"
Oh yeah, just. Just whisper in their ear as they're getting you, I have AIDS.
Right?
I really have AIDS. I'm not joking.
Remember, I had,
there's AIDS all in my asshole waiting for your dick.
I think the best
bring it
rape,
on, put maybe, it in my ass.
Maybe the best rape defense.
You almost just took a fucking Powerade bathroom.
Put that dick all in right. My AIDS ass.
We're going to let that... We're going to let that simmer. This is Pentagram.
On for another like 28 minutes.
Yeah, the song is 35 minutes long. It's as long as Iron Butterfly.
Iron Butterfly.
Iron Butterfly.
Who's Ron?
Romney? Don't get me started on Romney.
He's got 99 problems, but Mitt ain't one.
Hit me. Paul Ryan, you a fool for this one.
Stupid. That's pretty good. Maybe
the best rape defense is being all too willing.
That's what I was going to say, but you took it and ran with it and fucking shit. That was funny. You guys want to take a political survey?
Oh, God.
We haven't done this since DJ was on the show.
Right, we haven't. And since we're talking about Mitt Romney and gay sex, we should probably talk about something political.
Hand in hand.
Wait, asking which candidate we would rather fuck is not a fucking political survey.
Dude, Paul Ryan does look like a sweet lay.
Does he?
Freaking the sack.
Jesus Christ. He's a lady in the on the streets, but a freak in the sheets.
You think he is? You think he gets fucking pegged by his old lady? Like...
No, I think
she just
straps
on a major dildo and just fucks the shit out of him.
Great American Challenge.
I don't see him with a woman.
You don't see him with a woman at all?
No.
He's got like 5 kids.
Does he? Maybe he adopted them all.
Great cover.
He's Mormon, dude.
Deeply
Mormons
elaborate cover.
Like to adopt
like
people.
They didn't adopt any of them. They're all his.
They all look like him?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
White.
That is too bad.
Is they all going to get raped too?
Oh, God.
Do you think that Mitt Romney's the festival creep?
The festival creep?
Yeah.
The final.
So there I was. So no shit, there I was.
Where were you?
I was in L.A.
Los Angeles?
Los Angeles,
Louisiana.
down the street from Echo Park, you know what I'm saying?
You can't say it like that because Echo Park is nice now.
It's all
white people, white families walking their dogs. It's Echo Park now.
Echo Park. I have a nice studio apartment in Echo Park.
In Echo Park. Oh, you mean where all the Mexicans are? Not anymore. Go on.
We killed them all.
What? The economy. The economy got better and the housing market
I think if the Illuminati did anything, it's they crashed the economy. That way all the Mexicans would go back to Mexico on their own.
Did you know that, right? Like a lot of Mexicans were going back. Like,
that's fucking genius.
So much so that the Mexican government was saying, okay, quit it. We can't sustain Mexicans.
The border towns were so overrun with Mexicans that they couldn't house them. They couldn't feed them. There was homeless Mexicans like rats. They were everywhere.
Like rats, that's racist.
No, I'm not saying they're. What's a better analogy? I don't know. Like rocks in Vegas. Like I don't know.
We can't keep going this direction. That's
crack rocks.
Democrats are doing so.
I'm not against the Democrats. I'm against both of them. They drive me crazy. So festival creep.
Yes. So there I am. I went to some. I forgot what the festival was called.
Was it the Metal Blade Festival?
No. Before that, and I went and I met up with Trey.
Name dropper.
From Black Sheep Hall.
I was just gonna say Trey because we've heard him on the show.
Okay,
so we're familiar. We're first name basis over
road
here.
Road dogs. I actually we talk once a week on Thursdays.
So I walk up to him and I recognized him because he was holding a purse.
I didn't know he was putting from the rough.
So then his girl comes out of the porta potty and grabs her purse back. Oh, okay. Oh, that makes sense.
It's not a purse. It's a satchel.
It is a, what do they call that?
European
man handbag.
Man handbag sounds like the worst sexual position.
How does the man handbag go? Is that right? You're the guy in the gay porn that holds the guy's balls.
Yeah. Right.
That way they don't slap ass too hard. You just
for
kinda,
a clear shot.
You just cup them for a clear shot.
You just grab them by the top and just squeeze a little bit to get the blood flow. You know how gay sex goes.
That's a man handbag is what a fluffer is on a regular porn set.
So there's
That's
there's
a key
no
grip.
I have to park.
I heard they have strong hands.
Right, fucking shit, dude. This is a very punny show.
Hey, get that gaffer to grab my balls.
Get the key grip in here.
Best boy grip. Grab my boy parts. So I have to park really far.
Are we talking about church again?
They all have to dress as acolytes. Anyways, I have to park really far from the festival. So
walking it in. Do they have shuttle buses?
No. But I drank all my shit before getting there, so I'm freaking lit by the time I get there.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't remember. Then I have a.
So, anyways, during the festival,
a cookie.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, anyways, at some point, Trey drops off. He just falls off the edge of the earth.
Just disappears. You guys are hanging out, and then he's just gone.
Yeah.
Is his girl still with you?
No. Okay. I'm just by myself.
They drop off. All right, got
it. And so I'm just walking from stage to stage, seeing just whatever band's up there. I saw Converge, which is really good.
Okay.
Anyways, so I just, out of the corner of my eye, I see this girl just look up at me with just thirst in her eyes. Like she was about to devour me. And I got scared. And you know, it's like last call at a bar. Just you're kind of just picking for whatever.
For women?
Was she large?
She was.
Oh, did you
say
first, like she wanted to fuck you?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Sorry, I thought
and,
maybe she was thirsty.
And I'm walking, and I see
I took
her.
This very
I want
literally.
Your water. I see her, and she's following me.
Get the fuck out.
No, seriously.
And she looks like a vampirist.
I felt hunted. And at that point, I knew.
At that point, you came up with the topic. The best rape defense.
At that point, I felt empathy for every girl alive being thirsted after.
Oh, really?
And having creeps follow them because this girl scared the shit out of me.
So did you stop and talk to her or anything?
No.
Was she hot-ish?
No, she was like really forceful with her vagina, and it was really scary.
Let's break down your mind state.
Okay, I'm really fucked up.
You really fucked up. Are you sure you weren't just a little paranoid? Maybe she was just cruising.
No, her pace picked up, and I turned around, and she was still following me.
How big was
it? And then I stop, and I just start watching a band, and she's just that far away from me, just looking at me.
He felt like a gazelle.
I felt like a piece of meat.
How do you know? Maybe she's a fan of the show.
Maybe. Maybe. She's
like, Dennis's one fan.
Found him. That'd be awesome, dude. She stalks us on Facebook and everything.
Oh, if this show has any fans, then I'll take that one fan.
That's awesome.
So she scared me. And
so now
I
you
didn't
have
know
empathy.
What I didn't know what to do.
Are you sure, dude? This doesn't sound right.
Yeah, it doesn't sound right.
No. This is seriously what happened. Cause
but
she was,
no, what I'm saying is, why didn't you turn around and talk to her or something?
Your cock.
Because I just felt weird. I just felt like.
How old was she?
When she's the aggressor, I was like, and the first, and I remember my first thought because I didn't want to let the drinks talk me into doing something bad. But my first thought when I'm looking at her is, holy shit, she's not good looking.
Oh.
And so as the liquor is saying, well, why not?
I mean, it's
available snatch. I mean, just go ahead. Just why not? I just kept going back to my first thought. No, she's not good. Look, don't do it. Don't do it. You're going to regret everything. Stop it.
If she
has AIDS
show,
ass.
She's not going to be anymore.
Well, you could have had fun with it. You could have fucking went to a horrible neighborhood, fucked her in the back of your car, and then left her there.
I could have.
You
but
have
I didn't
like that.
Goodbye. Get it out.
I think at some point she realized.
But this is Compton. Don't care.
I'll let them black folk have them turn too.
Yep.
I
it ain't no fun if your homies don't get none.
Right?
Summertime in the LBC.
Yeah, you could have took her to the 2-1 and dropped her off.
On 2-1 and Lewis, just dropped her off. Some young chaps playing dice.
Yep.
So I said,
here, guys, this one's all yours. She's got that white meat.
You got that know white you guys, meat.
That's all.
Know you, girl. I know you guys like that shit.
I know you like them pink insides.
Well, black girls have pink insides too, right?
That is a myth.
What are
they? Got
they?
Sweet caramel insides.
My thought on
spoken
that
like
is
a true racist.
My thought on that is if you can have black gums, you can be black on the inside too.
Oh,
just saying.
You.
I feel like I have to disprove that, and here I go on a search for porn. Because I am here to testify that no matter what color or what creed, we are all pink on the inside.
I think he's right.
Well,
you never slept with a black girl?
I got head from one once.
Was she
Was her tongue pink? Black like a fucking giraffe? Or was it black?
Well,
That's what I'm saying. A pink sock.
Like a what'd you say? Chow. I didn't pink soccer. What are you talking about? How would I know?
No, I'm just saying, a pink tongue, you know, you can reasonably fucking deduce that there might be some other
we actually
parts
got,
hidden around there.
We got some good no-shit there I was stories this year, this show. JR, why don't you tell us about your recent no-shit there you were on your motorcycle?
Oh, the wasp?
Yes.
Yeah.
The white Anglo-Saxon partisan that he ran into going 90 miles an hour.
Yeah. Was,
you got to start correctly.
So there I was. did it sound too erotic?
So there I was, baby, riding my motorcycle.
Had my pants down.
The vibrations of the road.
Spread eagle.
Did you know Japan has a masturbation champion?
What?
Japan has a masturbation champion.
Challenge accepted.
I saw today when I was
marathon taffy pulling for 72 hours.
No, he was it's the quickest person to nut, and he holds the world record.
Really?
Yes.
What?
Go on about your story.
So there you were.
That is information that I cannot unknow.
When I was looking for show openers today, I found the world masturbation champion, and he had fucking nutted in less than 10 seconds.
Thanks.
So he had a pre-prep session.
And he preps every single day in front of his girlfriend because his girlfriend doesn't like sex. So he sits in front of the TV while she's on the computer and rubs one out in front of her in less than 10 seconds usually.
Yeah. Time it, baby.
Click. Oh, and time.
Fucking winner, bro. Bro.
Give me 5 minutes. Hold on.
Bro.
Refractory period.
Have a good one, bud.
Well, but yeah, that's an Olympic event I would not be wanting to
why
be
not,
a judge
you?
For.
You
know?
No. You wouldn't want to catch the bukkake?
No, I'm sure it's like a Gallagher show. You just like hold up the clear plastic sheet over yourself.
If you jerk off enough to come in 10 seconds, I got to think there's not a lot coming out at that point. It's just a little spurt. It's like when you fucking spit.
It's just fucking dust.
You spit with all your might and it just comes off onto your lip. Just down your lip.
Sounds gay.
I bet you're there's not no good game ass slaps in that competition.
I think we've drained that one.
So no shit, there JR was.
Oh yeah, so I'm like
masturbation champions.
riding to the masturbation championship. What happened?
At 90 miles an hour.
We gotta get to the championship.
He was late.
The vibration is tickling the prostate.
He was late as usual.
So it was
status quo.
It was super windy and shit was just hitting me anyway, like leaves and fucking random bugs. So I have just a regular t-shirt on.
Yeah, on his motorcycle.
And all of a sudden, like something just slams into my arm. Bam! Was that? And all of a sudden, my arm starts throbbing. I'm like, what the fuck? So I look down, and there's a half of a wasp in my
half bicep, the wasp. Or it was still sitting
the
there.
Back half of the wasp. Ouch. In my bicep. So I was like, what the fuck? So I pulled it out, and yeah, that thing was fucking huge. It was
dead
like,
ass.
It was as big as my my pinky nail.
Big as your pinky? Jesus fucking Christ!
It was girthy.
It was yeah. Girthy.
Were you prepared for that girth?
No, it raped me.
You had no defense.
It has the AIDS now.
AIDS.
But yeah, that fucking thing was obliterated. It was like the stinger was in my arm, and like the guts and shit was all over the rest of my shirt. And yeah,
last ditch defense maneuver.
But I think I ran into it like it was going the same direction because I don't know how the hell it stung me. Unless I got behind it.
I wish we had the GoPro perspective from the wasp. That would be awesome.
I'm trying to fly in this. Oh, shit.
Fucking win.
Get off me. Get off me.
Tell my queen I love her.
Yeah, but then his fucking arms swole up like a monster. And is it still all red on there, dude?
No, it's actually really dead.
Dude, it was fucking nasty red, dude. And
but it's been like a week, and you still got a big red spot on your arm.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a serious thing.
You got the wasp AIDS.
You do. That's what I was getting to. That's why I wanted to start the segment to let you know that you probably have the wasp AIDS.
HIV 1 and 2.
Gonna herpes, please. All right, well, this is ASAP.
Do they make medication?
ASAP
for it?
Clan or.
I don't want to die.
Click?
Yeah. 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 ASAP, guess who just came up? From the land of milk and honey where the thing bug. Straight a Mac 11 to a nigga spring up. And it stinks in the grass cause the bitch ain't cut. That lean on that test and be up in my club. Slinging that drugs, it's no stretching, no club. Four gold chain, same color was the slugs. And the chain with a plate say don't give up.
Yeah, be on that block. Be on that stoop, tryna get cash for the coupe, get cash for the coupe. Got dash in the loop, might spaz on your troop. Cause that's what I do, old fashionable with a bad bitch or two. All of my tools, all of my jewels, man, I'm awfully cool. All of these dudes watching all of our moves, I'm awfully spooled.
Penny in my cup, half a blunt in my jaws. Said fuck court, now I'm running from the law. Pay the attorney, I give a fuck about the charge. Think the hoes Matlock, way to get a nigga off. Feeling like Kurt Cobain. Black bitch love cocaine. Learn my tricks from the dope gang. Young and high die trying, get rich. Bar Kelly really think that I could fly in this bitch.
Girl and her nose got crack in the stone. House full of girls, you know my flow. Real ass nigga to the burn in my drones. Pussy ass nigga get the full clip, y'all. Rich ass nigga, house got 8 dogs. 2 cars, 4 cars, that's 8 bras. Fly young nigga with the blast scale on. She loving my music, she singing my song.
Bang em. Get Halle Berry when I spray him. Dump him in the garbage, I was losing Isaiah. Ah, damn. Young Fergie turned into a Satan. Got you laying dead, motherfucker. Better say your prayers, AK him. In the dirt you be laying. Mama gonna be crying when she hear the preacher singing. He be singing like, welcome to the crossroads.
Bang him, pull the trigger, middle finger when you hit him, child. Bring him.
New shoes, that's Prada. New crib out in Cali, smoking marijuana with my niggas. Like I oughta. Hey, sad, remember that? Now my niggas about to blow. Like propane. Yeah, I talk about rap like I talk about rap, but it's only cause I'm flow sane. Take it up or never not, see they like I sound. It's so amazing. They say it costs to be the boss, we done earn our spot. Y'all niggas tryna take it. Jack a little bit of Steve from the set, but it's cool, probably thought I wouldn't say shit. It's a recession in the hood, I ain't going back home. Every dollar I'ma make it. Won't stop till we ball like the Lakers, bitch.
Oh shit, get down, they shooting.
Oh,
that nigga shooting.
Ha, made you look.
What a show is that beat from?
That's Knight Rider.
Is it Knight Rider?
No, it's not.
Isn't it?
No, that doesn't sound like. There's another like hip hop song that.
Oh, you guys are assholes. Now I gotta look that up.
It's Busta Rhymes.
Fire it
up. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a different part of the same theme.
Yeah, I think he's right.
It's a possibility.
Oh, let's
play look. play the Knight Rider theme.
Slow down.
Let's get
slow
the Knight Rider theme up.
Fucking do it.
Knight Rider full movie? No, thank you.
There's a movie?
Who would ever?
We'll watch that later. After we go to the Biker Fest. All right. And we're trying to click on it. Come on.
Guess who just came up? From the letter of ribbon. Where the thing buck?
No, thanks.
No advertisement. Go ahead.
In your face.
Hold on. Let it play.
In your face.
Nope, that ain't the song.
Hold on, keep going.
Say fire up.
Fire up.
Fire up.
Fire up.
Knight Rider.
Michael Knight. A man who doesn't exist.
At the Henderson Car Show last weekend, they had a Knight Rider replica. The guy was so fucking happy about it, how much money he put into it and how stoked he was to build it. I mean, it was
really
cool, but he was the biggest fucking. I thought that that Back to the Future nerds were nerds. This guy
trumped
anybody. Like, I still don't hear that beat, man.
In your face!
Maybe.
You, sir, are a liar and a charlatan.
And I think you're legit.
Hold on, I think that's the. No?
I've done it! But I know that's from a show. That beat was from a show.
Yep. Isn't that part? The keys? Dun, 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 dun. Oh.
No, sir.
You guys are making
like
me feel.
There's extra notes in there.
Mm-mm-mm.
All right, hold on. Let's go back to the song.
Do we have to?
Hold on.
I don't.
There's an advertisement. Hold on. We don't have to. We can start the.
What's the name of the song again?
ASAP Full Metal Jacket.
Full Metal Jacket.
Okay, go ahead, turn it up.
Yeah.
See? It's not.
Not even.
I'll figure it out.
Okay, anyway.
It starts off on the same note and ends on the same note, but there's like.
What's it?
Way varying.
All right, so is it time?
Is it time?
Is it time, Dennis?
It's almost time.
So it's like, yeah, well, it's 5 o'clock.
It's time. It's time.
Time for what?
It's time.
Time?
Go ahead.
For the murder of the week.
Ah, the murder.
Fat Chicks. Brought to you by
Best Buy. Fat Chicks.
Brought to you by Best Buy.
I hope we get sued.
I really hope so.
It'd be fun to get sued. We have no money. They'll take our podcast equipment. Dennis would be pissed. He paid for all of it.
This handsome young fellow, 21 years old.
Hell yeah.
How do you admitted to turning
how do you
on.
He's my type.
Right? Oh, you look at him.
He's attracted to fat black guys.
You look at him. He's got a pretty sweet mug.
Does he?
Pretty mouth.
Wasp of motorcycle rides.
What did he do?
He admitted turning on his sugar daddy.
Oh, no. Turning him on or turning on him?
Turning on him. Oh, Portuguese writer Carlos Castro, 65.
Oh, wait, I call
this
bullshit.
Is a gay crime?
Oh, yeah.
A gay on gay crime?
Gay on gay crime.
Gay on.
They fucking
stop
do those
gay
things.
On gay crime. Stop. Never mind.
I knew they were all just drama.
That's right.
Oh, no. All them such gay guys always stabbing each other.
Such a drama queen.
Oh, by the way, on the porn topic.
Oh, he's been searching. He's been
that's
searching.
That's one vagina.
It's pink.
I didn't find many. I'm just saying. That is the
it's
first pink. Example that popped up.
Okay, check. What you guys hit?
The guy's phone, bro.
I got a
well, you.
Oh, it's, I can see
all the detail.
Is that a
here.
Tablet?
It's a phablet.
It is my phone.
I'm like 10 feet away
his
from it.
Like, holy
shit. That's not a tablet?
Phablet.
That is a phone.
That is a phone for porn.
Who's
right there. If anything is built
porn.
For porn, it's
what
that
is,
thing.
Which phone is that?
It's the Galaxy Note.
Oh, it's the one you can write on?
It fucking said. It said, like, take notes. Fucking watch porn. It was just right there. It was like notes gaming porn. Fucking right there.
Search
that
for black
awesome
vaginas.
Porn?
Everybody's going to buy this.
Just label it with porn. Anyway, continue.
This young Portuguese underwear model admittedly bludgeoned, strangled, and
boned.
What else did he do?
Fucked him in the asshole.
Well,
they are
that's
gay.
A given.
Oh, what did he do? Out of the ordinary?
Yeah.
Okay, he fixed his hair. Totally something he would have done.
Redressed him.
Aquanet.
That'd be fashion.
Cleaned up after he finished. Totally would have done that. Left a mess in the house.
Yeah. He bludgeoned, strangled, and made quite a mess in the kitchen.
Oh, I knew I forgot
I
something.
I win gay murder roulette.
Oh, wore no. Socks that didn't match his scarf.
Oh, wait. Turns out he castrated his older lover.
Oh.
Explaining later real. That he wanted to make the world a better place.
And that penis was wreaking havoc on his asshole. That's selfish. What do other people like that huge cock? What a dick.
He's lying. He wanted to keep
I
it
feel
loose.
Like that was a fucking pun. Huge dick. What a dick. Fuck.
Well, as they're vacationing in the Intercontinental Hotel in Times Square.
Oh, this happened in Times Square?
Vacation?
Those Portuguese gay men were vacationing in New York. Imagine that.
The gays got some money. I don't know where they get it, but they got money usually.
They gay don't porn. Have kids to spend it on, or
I guess
bitches to.
I get breeder.
They're dinks.
They're dinks.
What does that mean?
Dual income, no kids.
Keep going.
He's convinced. He's hoping to win an insanity verdict by convincing jurors that he was too crazy to know anything that he did was wrong, including bashing Castro on the head with the hell
mushroom stamp.
He wasn't
with what did he do it with?
His
cock.
He mushroom.
Oh, this is gay porn.
This
is gay guys. He did it. He did it with a gigantic double-headed dildo.
He did it with the hotel room television, and a wine bottle.
Huh.
The TV was not enough.
Apparently, they don't stay in the same hotels I do because everywhere I go, they're bolted down.
Yeah. Well, no, he's got the gay strength.
You got super strong.
Have you ever seen? Have
just
you ever
hang
seen
out in fucking hourly hotels?
Have you ever seen a underwear model? They are built.
They are built.
Yeah, have you seen gays?
Like, I know everybody talks shit about huge. Gays will fuck you up, dude.
I would never want to fight a gay dude.
Oh, dude, are you serious? Number one, how tough are they? They take in the ass.
Dude, have you ever...
They don't even cry.
They enjoy that pain.
They suck dicks.
Tough.
That's a big deal. No,
tough. Fucking tough.
We've all had a tranny or two, right, guys?
You tell me that your ass doesn't clench up and you don't want to run away when you look at a throbbing penis right in your face. Look it right back in its eye and they swallow that bitch.
They attack. Come here.
Normal people run away from danger. They run towards it.
With an open mouth.
Lockjaw, don't scare no queer. I love it, dude. Like, we were going to talk about some other code for something. That's the new straight male for gay code. Like, you know, you used to have other words, like whatever, but now we can just call them ums.
No, I think that was...
They can't even get offended. Ums. Goddamn ums. What is he talking about?
Taking away our interior design jobs.
Oh, my God.
And sassy guy at the office. That used to be my role.
Well, what was his coup de grace on this chilling crime?
I feel really stupid. I have no idea what a coup de grace is.
I don't know. It was something that Fred Flintstone used to say. So I
a coup de grace. Oh, yeah. Really?
Really?
Yeah, he used to say.
What was his coup de grace to do what?
Anyways, he castrated him with the corkscrew.
How the fuck?
How did you do that? Oh, yeah.
I think what you just like feed it into the urethra and fucking pull.
Oh,
God damn it! I win.
Jesus Christ!
Just
Ashes, winner of cringe of the week. Well, maybe he just took
the screw me in the Jimmy.
Maybe he just took that really sharp tip and cut around it.
Speaking of penile-related terror.
With the aftermath of the corkscrew in the penis hole,
like the record label,
they would look like you know how dogs after they're fucking like their balls come out of their penis. It would be like that. It'd be awesome.
Their balls come out of their penis.
This happens.
Your balls come out of your penis. I have no idea what you're talking about.
How the fuck do you know this?
I don't know. It's a childhood memory. It must have been repressed.
That's another thing that I cannot unknow. What the fuck?
Well, if you're trying to impregnate someone, what else would nature have you do but put your balls
in your mouth?
Them?
Their balls, it's swelling.
He's right. There is it's not their balls, but he's right. It's nodding. It gets big, and that way it can stick. So when the female dog tries to run away, they're joined. She can't run away.
Oh,
I've witnessed this.
But it's not balls. I could see how a young Dennis Escobar thought,
look at them balls.
That they were balls.
But that was another. That was another question.
Dennis went. That's another. I've seen some balls. Those are balls.
That was another question that was left unanswered by my.
By your religion. By your religion. You asked your priest, how come the balls come out of the dog's penis when they're fucking
young child?
Go sit the fuck down
and take my dick.
I'll show you that it does not happen. Grab and tug.
It's better that I show you.
He castrated his victims to his victim.
Victims?
Victim. To excise the virus of homosexuality.
To do what?
Exercise
the they were both queers.
And
he decided, I'm not queer anymore. Let me exercise this virus.
What did he like? Wake up like, what have I been doing with my
asshole?
I think you're on the right track, Ashes. I think it was something that's, what have I been doing with my life? I'm not gay anymore. Like, his voice just changed as he woke up.
Started like this, and it just got gruff,
right? Exactly. You're on the right track. I just
the world is a better place now
without them two queers.
He just like screamed Slayer the whole time he was killing it. I'm so fucking manly now.
You know what happens when you meet a Slayer fan?
You just look at him and you go, yeah! They know.
That's the reason I don't wear Slayer shirts anymore. Just saying.
Because people yell at you?
Yeah, we should be walking through
that. That's not a fucking joke. That's the exact truth. I was walking through like fucking Boulder Station or some shit. Some fucking dude like straight grabbed my arm like with an iron fucking grip. Like, I thought I was getting robbed. And he was like, "Fuck yeah, man, Slayer."
With the metal horns.
It was fucking
in his
terrifying.
Face.
That fucking happened.
I am with my family. You fucking weirdo.
Now they think I'm some kind
that's
of.
That's another
I'm
reason
why
I don't wear a lot of fucking hardcore death metal shirts anymore. I got with my wife and kids. It just doesn't look right, you know.
Yeah, I got hassled by wearing my Fallujah shirt. It had big old like pentagram on it.
Yeah,
dude, fuck yeah. You like Fallujah too?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. I'm from the Bay. Man. They're from the Bay. I'm from the Bay. We know Bay metal.
And then there's like my son who gets kicked out of school for an Eminem shirt because the teacher didn't like Eminem or something. It had a couple of pills on it. But he can wear his Molotov Solution shirt where a fucking demon is ripping off the Statue of Liberty's head. You can wear that one, but not pills. Pills, bad. Violence, okay.
Huh. Fucking teachers.
Zebra convinces the jury that he's not responsible by reason of insanity. He'll be sent indefinitely to a locked psych facility. If he fails to...
Fucking Obama, indefinite detention. I tell you what, this is serious.
He'll serve a possible maximum sentence of 25 years to life in prison for
MoDA.
It's
affecting the gays, too.
He agreed to go on the trip with the older, influential Castro and admitted to cops he loved the man, but also described telling Castro he'd begun to second guess his homosexuality. You're right. He started listening to Slayer.
I can't take credit for that.
And his prick straightened right out. No, no.
I want to fuck vaginas now. They're pink.
Touche.
That's why I liked pink this whole time. But I was putting it on my walls. In reality.
Instead of in my mouth.
To wrap it around my penis.
Right? This is so much better. It has natural lube.
A velvety sleeve.
You're going to save so much money on Astroglide.
I know, right? And I won't just shit my pants randomly anymore.
I'll be able to hold in farts.
I'll be able to fart without being nervous.
My pinch velocity will definitely increase.
This muscle does go back, right, Doc?
Every single time, boy. Every single time.
Gay sex is funny.
You can say that all you want. I guarantee I put some on this fucking gigantic phone here. You're going to be like, oh,
that's not funny.
No,
that's not funny.
You spin me right around, baby.
Why is he on his back?
Like a record, baby. Right round, round, round.
Isn't that song on Meat Spin?
Hey, you remember we met Meat Spin Lee? He'd never seen it before. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
I never heard about this.
It's like the first thing on the internet. Jesus Christ. It's on the brochure of the internet.
Silly Australians.
This Portuguese man was enraged that he could not control the virus of homosexuality from spreading to the world. And he reached for that corkscrew.
Why is it that a few weeks ago you could not put on a black voice to save your life?
No.
That's a southern minister. Voice. That's my southern minister.
Southern evangelical.
I can do an evangelical voice.
You sound like Bill Cosby doing an evangelical voice.
Once you
put the jello in the jello pudding, bopping the money, bopping the bibbies,
skibbity
bop bop do bop and gay.
In ass.
My fucking sweaters.
All right, this is moments. No gay sex, please. That's what I said.
I thought you'd be a fly. I know you've lost it all. Just by the ones before you did. That's all the way. You made it easier to hate you. Hate you. You have glorified our fears to manifest your cause. Betrayal for the ones that you know are corrupt. No one is listening until you stop. Outside the night.
No shit, there he was. Cut his dick while manscaping.
My penis is in pain.
That's hilarious. Would you say you had a team of tiny Mexicans who shaved your balls?
I did. They're my manscapers.
Oh, God. Are they guys?
Are they like my landscapers? They did a really good job the first three times they came, and, then and now they fucking are in and out in 10 minutes, and I can't tell the difference. And then I try to stop them, and then they just take
no,
off.
Senor.
No, senor. Very good.
Your grass is very good.
Very good.
We come by, the grass is too short.
You sound just like him.
Well, I am a Mexican.
He's also their foreman.
Their foreman is...
Mira, Ignacio, you need to cut the grass.
Their foreman is always the fucking really good English-speaking.
Yeah. We'll take care of that, sir.
And then yell at him in Spanish.
Mira que te dije que tienes que cortar la grama.
Ring, ding, 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 ding.
Necesitas que ding, 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 ding.
That's how it goes down.
Yeah. You know what I always love is Spanish-speaking people in the workforce who love like speaking fluent Spanish, and then they'll throw in a word that's so fucking white-sounding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, do it. He does it really good.
Pues fuimos al mall a ir a comprar unas cosas at Macy's, and tenía que comprar unos undershirts, and...
There's some that like they do the fucking voice though, like that whole Speedy Gonzales cheater is doing, and then they just go fucking full on normal ass
computer
white business.
And then
yeah.
Oh, that's like the whole joke about like Mexican commercials.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Venga,
venga este fin de semana al sale de Hyundai Tiburon.
But isn't Tiburon in Spanish? Why'd you say it like that?
They always all do the phone number the exact same way too. It's always single, 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 single. Everyone, substitute any number.
Those are all lawyer numbers, by the way.
¿Tienes problema de inmigración? Llámanos. Cinco, 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 cinco. Se habla inglés.
All right, well, you can find us at Say It in Spanish.
Nos puedes hallar en el www.thectsm.com. The facebook.com/thectsm, twitter.com/thectsm,
and Rebirth Nation, y otras cosas ahí por el internet, y nos puedes hallar, sabes, en el LimeWires or en el
LimeWire
Casa.
What?
I don't know. Call us at 951-572-CTSM.
All right. And since we've done the gayest show ever, after this fucking advertisement, I'm so sick of fucking advertisement on YouTube. Listen to the gayest song ever. After the advertisement.
Wall Street?
Here it goes.
Foreclosure. Wall Street foreclosure. Oh, God.
Here it goes now.
This guy with his timing. It's terrible.
What is this?
Is this Enya? Enigma?
It's like something to play in Miami Vice or something.
Is this New Order?
Just bring it to Hollywood. Relax. Don't do it.
When you would like to come.
Hum!
When you want to come.
Give me about 10 seconds.
Next time on the CTSM.com.
Yo, this is Diego and Nick from the band. Oh, fuck.
Hey.
Oh, bring it back. Bring it back, right, DJ. Bring it back.
Bring it back. Yo. Oh. This is Nick and Diego from the band Volume, and you're,
Come on,
again?
I'm
CTS?
Playing a beat.
The CTSM.
Okay. Oh, all right, you see this.
Hello?
promoter.
Hey,
I mean,
you're doing an interview. Shut up.
Oh,
this is the interview. This is a microphone.
Dude, I literally had no fucking clue.
I'm sorry. Here,
no one told me.
Diego,
hi.
How you doing?
Nice to meet you.
I'm Dennis.
Now that I know that I'm being interviewed,
I'm Dennis from the CTSM. How you doing?
Pleasure to meet you. I'm doing great.
Grandfather's the president of Mexico.
I got a legitimate shit.
I got a beach. Come to my private beach.
Man. All right, that's a new one. Like, I've never actually asked who has the smallest dick in the band, but thank you for that little bit of information.
This is the weirdest interview Dennis has ever done. There's a camera. There's a cam. What is this called?
Hey Trey, you know, it's like,
I'm so sorry, I'm doing an interview right now.
Sorry guys.
It's okay.
Did Britt leave?
No, yes, she left.
Oh yeah, I'm doing an interview.
I'm so sorry.
So Hollywood, look at me.
Kind of left me.
What's going on? CTSM and Black Sheep Wall again.
Woo. One more time.
Do these girlfriends know about the show? Have they ever heard these interviews?
No.
Oh, so what are you worried about?
Nothing.
Yo, I think my dick could fit in your ear, bro.
I've heard that way too many times.
Slightly gay.
Little dick ass niggas. We just want to lay down.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people I feel like might like the band more than any of us do.
Thank you, pieces of shite, for listening to the CTSM.com.
The sound of acceptance.
Hum.